If everyone could be seated, I'd like to thank our sponsors again, Coconut Royal Coast Association, Kauai Business Association, Kauai County Farm Bureaus. All the candidates have material and everything in the back, so if anyone wants any material from the candidates, from the mayor to District 14 and the council. All questions are unknown to the candidates. Candidates are seated in a random order. Questions will be asked from a list of prepared questions. Questions will be randomly ordered. In the interest of time, we will skip the introductions in favor of more questions. Candidates will have 1 minute to answer each question. Candidates will have 2 minutes to close for closing remarks. Timekeepers, candidates will have 2 minutes for closing remarks, 1 minute for the questions. Bear with me on this. We have a lot of candidates here. I do appreciate everyone coming today, the candidates and everyone out here. I am going to start with Arthur. What actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for Kauai residents?
Recycling. We need to get more stations out. We need to do house recycling, curbside recycling, put out more cans at the houses so we can recycle from home and then we can pick it up as a county. In order to fix our trash problem, we need to do more for our recycling. Right now we're trying to pay as you throw, but we don't have a good recycling program in effect right now. So we need to do more with our recycling, get more stations set up, stations every day that is set up, because right now we have this curbside recycling that they go from town to town. We need to have it set up, do something to help the local people, help people of Kauai to do more recycling, then it'll stay out of our landfill. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim, what do you see as the biggest issue harming our local economy?
There are a number of challenges for our local economy. I think right now the overtaxing of local people. During the last 4 years, since 2008, taxes went down for businesses, for people who live out of state, and they went up for all of us. Those are facts. I've repeatedly tried to reduce taxes for local people. I've had 6 or 8 proposals, some of which have succeeded, to reduce taxes for local people. I've been championing that since 2008 with some success. But if we keep taking the buying power out of the local pocket, then our local businesses are hurting. So when we should have been stimulating the economy by putting cash back in your pocket to spend it in local businesses, we were sending that cash to the mainland, to out-of-state owners. Those are facts. And I think getting our priorities in order about who pays the bill, right, is probably the most important thing for our economy right now.
Thank you. Mason, have you ridden the Kauai bus? And if elected, would you advocate for expansions of bus routes and services? Re-elected.
Mahalo everyone for staying late for here and hanging in with us. Yes, I have ridden the Kauai bus. I love it. It's a good time to meditate and reflect and meet people from the island. I don't do it quite as much as I'd like to. And I do support the expansion of the bus. I think it's a very important feature that we need to support for the growth that we're going to experience on this island. And I think we need to do it as effectively as possible. Now, I know that there are questions about empty buses, and we need to plan accordingly. Small steps is what I always say in terms of the kind of growth that we need to support. So we need to look at what the needs are, the planning needs are for every community. This is about planning, everybody. What are the places that we're going to have our people live in, be walkable, bikeable, and they need to be supported properly with transit. Mahalo.
Thank you. Felicia, what initiatives would you propose to address Kauai's growing homeless problem?
I'm Felicia Cowden, and I think that that's an excellent question. It's very important, and I have several ideas. One is that when we have funds that are set aside for housing, affordable housing, instead of waiting till they all pool together and do a plan for a whole big development that might take 10, if not 20 years, if we were simply buying at the bottom of the market, because, and especially when we're at an ebb and a low cycle, because then we don't spend money on planning, buying, all of that. We can be purchasing condos, houses, everything at the bottom of the market. And, you know, we'll be doing more of it when it's in a low point in the cycle, but that supports the market, and we truly then have integrated affordable housing. There's not a unit that's set on top of a dump or next to a 4G cell tower. It is truly integrated into the community. I have more ideas for the chronically homeless, but I don't think I have time to be able to put that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Billy, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
Wow, that was a question I wanted to get. Welcome, Billy DeCosta, Kapa community. I've been a school teacher for 15 years, and I lived in California for 7 years. I went to Humboldt State University, which is the emerald forest of the world where they grow the most pot. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm against legalizing marijuana. I think for medical purposes, we should have a facility where people can get it. We don't need to show our children that it's okay to go out and smoke marijuana. I have very good educated people that smoke marijuana, and I don't have nothing against it. I don't do it, and I don't think we should legalize it. Do you guys know what's happening right now in the states that have legalized marijuana? Do you know Hawaii has the best climate to grow marijuana? We have the Russian mafia in California right now in Humboldt County, where my good professor friend still teaches, told me that they're moving in, they're taking over communities where they can grow marijuana legally. They would be right here in our backyard. I am opposed legalizing marijuana. Billy DeCosta, thank you.
Thank you. Jay, what solutions do you propose for Kauai or Kapa traffic?
Well, I think there's a partnership here with the state of Hawaii, and certainly the extension of the bypass, bringing it all the way to the lower section of Mahilona, is a plan we need to stay focused on. I think we also should find ourselves with participation for people who will grant us some easements for land so we can use that money to leverage the improvements of the roads, especially the bypass, because then money can be available to the federal government for us without having to tap our cash. I have 30 seconds, Sandy. Was that 30 seconds? Okay. I would also say that the expansion of the bus is certainly an option with more of the mini-type shuttles within Kapa'a Business District. We are kind of at the brink of our funding. We subsidize the bus right now to the tune of about 82% of its operating cost. So it's a very fine line to expand, but partnerships will help us.
Thank you, Jay. Gary, in your eyes, what is the most important issue pertaining to Kauai?
The most important issue pertaining to Kauai is our beautiful community and natural environment. I think that's really what we need to focus on. And if we focus on our community and our environment, everything else will fall into place. Tourism falls into place, the economy falls into place, and so it's just looking around the room, you know, looking at each other. Here we are in a beautiful county facility. The people here represent all walks of life, all ages, and it's just a real inspiring thing from this perspective to look at our community and think about the grassroots democracy that's coming here. And I think that's what we have to nurture and support, is people's involvement in our community. Whether it's a public transportation or homelessness or any number of issues, it's really about what the community wants. It's about community engagement. It's about having 7 council members representing different perspectives coming together at a table, listening to the community and solving issues. Really, that's how we move our community forward, and I think that's what we need to focus on, is how do we hold that together. Thank you.
Thank you. Ross, would you support the Super Ferry coming back to Hawaii? If so, would you support it coming to the island of Kauai?
Well, I think, you know, the Super Ferry coming back to Kauai, you know, is a very long-term idea. In the short term, I think what we should do is we should work on trying to get a competitor to give Hawaiian Airlines some competition, such as Southwest Airlines. You know, I talked a little bit about traveling last year to Vegas, and I had my daughter fly down from college in Seattle, and I think the trip is an hour and a half trip, and it costs like $59 to get down from Seattle to Las Vegas. And with Hawaiian Airlines, we're traveling a third or less than a third of that distance, and we're paying $169 to $200. So I think what we really need is some strong competition. Like when Aloha Airlines was here and operating well, we had nice competition going on. Occasionally they would get into, you know, price fair wars, and the people would really benefit. That would be a great time to travel on either airlines. So I think, you know, that is the better short-term alternative. The Super Ferry has a lot of problems, and
Thank you very much. Errol, what initiatives would you propose to address Kauai's growing homeless problem?
Kauai's growing homeless problem, again, we need to focus on what the county is responsible for. The homeless is a problem. State has many programs for it. So as far as the county goes, I think the county should concentrate on programs to educate people on what the state offers, and rather than us taking in the cost of helping the homeless, I mean, it's working with the state. What kind of programs are available, getting the education out, getting it out to the people on what's available.
Thank you. Kipukai, what organizations, for profit or nonprofit, are you personally involved in?
Well, I work for the YWCA. I'm the director of operations there. And we're a fairly small nonprofit with not a lot of funding. So I work in the finance department, and there's three of us, and we pretty much do everything. Payroll, accounts payable, just everything, administration. One of the beautiful parts of my job is I get to go up to Koke'e at least once every 2 or 3 weeks because we manage Camp Slugget up there. In my community, I'm very active in my homestead association. I'm active in bringing community economic development projects to my community of Anahola. I've lived there for 2 years now. I'm very active in the PFLAG. I'm very active in Pride at Work with labor organizations. I'm a community organizer at heart, and I love my community and my island, and it stems from my commitment to my parents, who are both Kupuna seniors now, and my family.
Thank you. Tiana, Kauai County Council Financial Committee is nearing the end of a 3-year property tax reform. Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
Well, I think there's always aloha mai kakou, everyone. That is a really good question, and I need to definitely learn more about that. But I think there's always more room to reform. There's always more room to look at, reevaluate things, see what's working, what's not, creating different opportunities to look at the laws, look at the taxes, and look at how we can create more opportunity with the ag laws, with the zoning taxes, looking at how we can better help our organic farmers create the revenue that they need to on their farms. You know, they're getting taxed on different lands or commercial zoning and different things like that. So I think there's always room to look at, really reevaluate and get the feedback from the community and really sit down and dialogue and look at, reevaluate all of that. And there's always room for improvement. And so I think there is a lot that I need to learn about it, but mahalo.
Thank you. Daryl, what solutions do you propose for Kapa traffic?
First of all, thank you for being here tonight. As I was coming in here, I was stuck all the way by by the Coconut Grove, and traffic was really bad. What we have here is an inadequate infrastructure. And so we need to have not only the community, but working the county, but also working with the state and feds, because I'm looking at an alternative bypass. Because, as you know, when we have emergency situations, the police department has to shut down the road. And it's not because we want to, it's because we have to. We have to do our due diligence in the investigation because of the victims. But I'm also looking at better bus services to make sure that we have bus services for the Kupuna and also for our students that go to school. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mel, With Council appealing Ordinance 960, what other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
Can you repeat the beginning?
With Council appealing Ordinance 960, so they're appealing the judgment of Ordinance 960.
Right. With the appeal, what can the county do?
Yeah. What other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
Okay. Thank you, and thank you all for being here. From the very beginning, I had proposed that we work with the state, as well with the mayor, and work with the state within the existing state law. Take out 2491, take out 960. With the existing state law, there is a provision where this county can enforce the state pesticide law with an agreement with the State Department of Agriculture. And we have not done that. What we did do, though, myself and Ross Kagawa, when we went to see the governor, he agreed to go ahead and formulate, with the help of the mayor, the good neighbor policy, which has brought immediate results, much more results than 2491 did. So it's the collaboration with the state, it's the collaboration with the existing laws and the law agencies to get the results, the desired results. I think everybody wanted the same thing. We just had different ways to get there. And in my opinion, collaboration with the companies and the state, we have already seen the benefit much, much quicker and much more than we did with the legislation.
Thank you. Joanne, County Council Financial Committee is nearing the end of a three-year property tax reform. Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Not a problem. Kauai County Council Financial Committee is nearing the end of a three-year property tax reform.
Okay.
Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
Thank you. Aloha kakou. Thank you all for being here and for your love and concern about Kauai. With respect to real property taxes, we have been moving toward a more comprehensive and fair system, in my opinion, by removing the cap, which created huge divergences, and by offering a whole slew of programs to protect the people who live here, to protect affordable housing and give incentives. But I think the area that we have to still work on is the area of mixed use, where there's a home and then there's a business or there's a vacation rental. And that's an area that is pending right now before the council. And we also have to look at our agricultural lands, which and how we tax them. But I believe that we're moving toward a good and fair system with some good tweaking that has to be done in the future.
Thank you. Arthur, what do you see as the biggest issue harming our local economy?
Biggest issue right now is the division of the island. Being that with the way we've been doing things on our council lately, you know, with Bill 2491, with property taxes, with a lot of that stuff, we really hurt the community. We divided the island. The island came into two. You know, people talk about the red and the blue, you know, making it stronger. I can tell you it did not make it stronger. I mean, I never heard of people threatening a mayor before. I mean, threatening a mayor because of this bill that was passed. And it got so bad that my signs, it's how bad our island has become because of what we did. My banners has been spray painted with GMO on top. We're painting our roads. We're doing things illegally. Arrow's banners were cut in half because the division we have on this island, and it's hurting everybody with what we are doing on our council. So we need change. Please vote for change. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim, what solutions do you propose for Kapaa traffic?
Oh, great. You know, the Kapaa Business Association that I was a member of and have worked with, they pressed for four lanes over the Wailua Bridge. The state said cannot. But with Mayor Baptiste and Kebab Business Association, we got it. We got the bypass. The state has admitted that they're not going to build that Mauka Highway that all the other islands have. So we have to look at creative solutions. But right here in Kebab, we need to connect Poli Road so people can come down from the homesteads and the house lots, go to the market, and never get onto this highway. We haven't done that alternative, and it should be on the front burner. It went to the back burner. So there are a lot of creative solutions that can happen here in Kapaa, and we have made them work. We can make this bypass two ways, not just one way. But the most important, I think, for short-term relief here is get more traffic efficiently through the traffic lanes that we have. That means carpooling. One idea that Diane Zachary and I have promoted that hasn't caught is that we can get an app that connects ride shares. Where do you work? Where do you get from here to there? And connect people to make those trips more efficient.
Appreciate it. Mason, in your eyes, what is the most important issue pertaining to Kauai?
Yep, mahalo for the question. I in some ways I agree with Mr. Brune about some of the decisiveness that he's seen, but I believe that what we really need to focus on is what we share in values. And I think we're pretty close to that. I think we all agree about the things that we want and what we want to see for Kauai, but I think we disagree sometimes on how we get there and what our approach is. And so I think that what needs to be happen is to build some competency and capacity in our island, in our system, in order for us to really bridge the needs necessary and find some solutions. I believe our environment is one of the biggest issues that we need to address. And I think that we need to be aligned with our values and how we interact with our environment. And so my hope is that it is in the forefront of our discussions, that we look at our resources, our natural resources, from water to soil, our land, and the planning aspects and how we interact with it as people on this island. Thank you.
Felicia, with Council appealing Ordinance 960, and that is with the ordinance that has been denied and now they are appealing, what other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
Well, I think this has been answered in a lot of different ways that are valid. Certainly what was done with the state has been good with the good neighbor policy. I think it's really important to recognize why did they cave over for the good neighbor policy. And I feel pretty confident it's because of the huge movement that was very evident. And that's largely the parents of young children was the bulk of that community. It's a very important voice, people concerned for their kids. I think Ross and Mel and Bernard for putting pressure on the state for doing it. It takes the county, the state, and the companies. These are innovative companies. They have the capacity to start growing a product that the world wants, that they're proud to put their label on. There's many, many ways. It takes all three entities, plus the people. The people were the driving force last time. And I think that we're going to have a healthier island. The companies don't need to go out. They just need to grow good product.
Thank you. Billy, Kauai County Council Financial Committee is nearing the end of a three-year property tax reform. Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
No, I don't. I'm a personal owner. My wife and I own 10 and a half acres in Omaha. We bought that about 12 years ago, and there's three homes on our property. And my property taxes went up about one-third, and that was our Disneyland money that we go every year. So there's no Disneyland for the DeCosta kids because we're trying to hold on to a piece of property that a young local boy bought 10 years ago. And that's kind of a shame that when you try and promote becoming successful in the Hawaiian Islands, who's successful here? It's the great people that come here with a vision and make the opportunities become a reality. We made our reality happen with our property and our three homes, and now it's going to probably be taken away, just like how the Haraguchi's got to come up with $20,000 in Hanalei. I think there's a lot more we can do with our tax reform. I think what's the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is you do not have business-minded, educated people running your county. I have a bachelor's degree in economics. Ross has an accounting degree, so does Arrow. You need business people running your county. The county is a business. Money come in, money go out. No money come in, no money go out. Run it like a tight ship.
Thank you. Jay, what organizations for profit or non-profit, are you personally involved in?
Well, this is a question that I'm very proud of. For 9 years, I was the president of Habitat for the Humanities. We built 118 homes. We acquired 27 acres in Elielie. We worked closely with Hawaiian Homes in Anahola as well as in Hanapepe. I was also the treasurer of the Salvation Army as we started the soup kitchens on a two-day week in both the south side and the west side. And we have that continuing today. I have also found myself really dealing with a sense of place as president of the Historical Society, as we are finding the pride in cultivating our history and our sense of place, using the appropriate names as we move forward with the right names for the moku, the right names for the ahupua. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Gary, what initiatives would you propose to address Kauai's growing homeless problem?
The homeless issue is a very, very real issue around our state and around the world. And I think it's all about housing first. It's about building the affordable housing that all of us need, not just the homeless. But we need to really focus on building affordable housing. The county has the capacity to do it. We have land use authority. We have the authority to borrow money cheaply. We can partner with private sectors and really move aggressively toward building genuinely affordable housing within existing communities so we can use the bus and the bikeways and that type of things. I do not support the criminalization of homelessness. I don't support arresting people because they're sleeping on the sidewalk. I do not support treating homeless people from one sector differently from the homeless people of another sector. People are human beings. We need to treat them like human beings, give them a dignity. A large number of homeless people have serious issues with mental illness and others. They are unemployable and they have to be dealt with. There's a price to pay for our community. We need to embrace this issue and bring it into our community. Thank you.
What actions, please hold the applause. Thank you, sorry, short on time. What actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for Kauai residents?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to, you know, I didn't even introduce myself. Ross Kagawa, you know, lifelong resident of Kauai. Grew up on the west side and I teach at Kapaa High School. Been there for the past 11 years. And, you know, regarding recycling, you know, recently we did a pay-as-you-throw method, which is basically different size containers. And you will pay depending on what container you bought. But the true way of reducing recycling is we need to find better ways of recycling more things. And, you know, if we simply copy counties or municipalities like Seattle, Washington, that do recycling well, you know, I think we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can copy some of the things they do, recycling things like paper cups, paper plates. You know, we don't have that here on Kauai. We don't have that capability to put that plate that will be recycled. Instead, it gets buried like any other trash. We need to get off our old habits and start looking forward to more innovative ways that the mainland does well. Thank you.
Thank you. Errol, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
Marijuana distribution centers. I actually don't have a lot of information about this. If you're talking about legalizing marijuana for the complete island or the complete state, that's definitely a state issue. That's something the state's going to have to decide on whether they want it or not. Derek talked in long detail about the benefits of it and the downfalls of it. As far as Kauai goes, I know people have cards to use it for medicinal purposes. And to tell you the truth, I'm pretty torn on it. I mean, I don't use it. I don't have a card. But if it needs to be regulated, then if people are using it and it needs to be regulated, then we should look to regulate it. But again, it's what does it cost the county? Hopefully nothing. Hopefully the state is the one that takes the initiative on it. And that's all I can say about that, I guess.
Thank you. Kipu Kai, have you ridden the Kauai bus? And if elected, would you advocate for the expansion of bus routes and services?
Yes, I have ridden the Kauai bus. I think the Kauai bus is important to provide an alternative for people to get around. Not everybody can afford even purchasing a car or the expensive cost of gas. I would support expanding the bus hours and routes where it makes economic sense. I think, you know, we have to be pretty careful with our budget. We don't have limitless funds, and there's a lot of good causes, including affordable housing and dealing with homelessness and just all the different things we have to spend our funds on. But I do support the bus wholeheartedly. I think that we can increase our bulk discount bus pass programs like we've done with KCC. I think we should do a parking incentive program with all county and state employees possibly, and maybe other large employers, and maybe even look at a flexible work program so that people are driving to work one less day a week.
Thank you. Tiano, would you support Super Ferry coming back to Hawaii? If so, would you support it coming back to the island of Kauai?
Okay. Yeah, that's an aloha, everyone. My name is Tiana Laranio. Thank you for being here. You know, I do support proper procedures being done. I do support it being an open dialogue to figuring out what other alternatives we can do besides the procedure that was trying to be pushed, that obviously our island was very much against. So with the proper environmental processes, you know, that needs to be taken into account. We need stronger security because there's a lot of benefits that can happen as well. It can reduce the cost of travel, you know, again, creating that monopoly, getting that off of Hawaiian Airlines, creating more opportunity to families to travel. But we do need to be stricter on the agricultural, the transportations of that, what's coming through. You know, we had an incident already with Super Ferry, with the Maui, with the rocks and all kinds of different things. So we just need to have more stricter security, paying attention to the agriculture and paying attention to the things that are coming in and off of our island. But bottom line, we also need to look at the infrastructure. Infrastructure is going to be major for that coming in and having that much cars.
Thank you. Daryl, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
Jeez, I thought you'd never ask. I'm going to stand because I see people in the back going like this. And you know what? I did some research. And I could have probably stayed out of the top of my head, but let me give you some statistics from the World Health Organization. This is a study that was done October 6, 2014. Really fast. Driving while cannabis intoxicated doubles the risk of a car crash. Cannabis used during pregnancy reduces birth rate. Regular cannabis users can develop dependency syndrome. Regular cannabis users double the risk of experiencing psychotic symptoms. Regular adolescent cannabis users have lower education attainment. Regular adolescent cannabis users are likely to use other illicit drugs. Regular cannabis users in adolescents approximately doubles the risk of being diagnosed with schizophrenia. So if you ask my opinion, no. I do not support anything that relates to decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana. Medical marijuana, there's a place for that, but it's for those individuals that really need the help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mel, Kauai County Council Finance Committee is nearing the end of a 3-year property tax reform. Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
No, first of all, we haven't gone through 3 years of tax reform. What we've had is 3 years of tax increases and fee increases. We haven't reformed anything, and I see Joanne shaking her head, but it's all a matter of opinion. I've been there for the last 3 years, and I can tell you that that hasn't occurred. I think reform is when you take a look at the overall system and you put it in computer models and you see what the impacts are. That's reform. Reform isn't tweaking and then tweaking again because you didn't do it right the first time. That's not what reform is. So, no, we haven't been in 3 years of reform, and I don't support the direction we're going. I think that we need to take a step back. That's why I supported the restoration of the cap with Councilmember Kagawa, and take our time and do it right so that we don't end up with these Band-Aid fixes that require us to do more Band-Aid fixes. When you have a tax bill that you remove the cap that requires 7 or 8 different measures to try to equalize the problem or fix the problem, that means you didn't do a very good job the first time. So reform is... Thank you.
Thank you. Joanne, what... initiatives would you propose to address Kauai growing homelessness problem?
Thank you. The homeless problem is a growing problem everywhere and on Kauai. I believe first and foremost we need to provide permanent affordable housing, more units. And over the last 20 years, we've provided 1,400, and this year we're providing another 100 units with the Rice Camp Elderly and the Princeville Workforce Housing. But we need to accelerate our efforts more than ever, because if we have those units, then some of the homeless can move into those units. I think we also need to explore services to the homeless, and also some of the temporary housing that they're micro units that they're experimenting with in New York that seem to be working quite well. And so we should be doing that. I do believe the county, has to take a back. Okay, behind the speaker. Has to take a more, has to be involved and take responsibility for the problem. It's not just the state issue.
Thank you. Arthur, would you support the Super Ferry coming back to Hawaii? If so, would you support it coming back to the island of Kauai?
Do I support the Super Ferry? If you would have asked me this 2 years ago, yes, I definitely support the Super Ferry. Being as running for council, talking to different people on the island, I have no stance on the Super Ferry right now. We need to, and remember, I'm saying if, because my words got turned around the other day when I told somebody this. If we do want to bring back the Super Ferry, we need more regulations. We need to really regulate it so we don't lose our natural resources. Is the Super Ferry the solution? Probably not. Do we need another transportation? Yes, we do. But do I support the Super Ferry? Not right now. I mean, I'm in the middle on this. And I won't take sides on it. We need to do a lot more research on it to figure out what we can do, because it'll help our farmers, it'll help our teams, it'll help the youth, but it might hurt our natural resources and our traffic and everything else. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim, in your eyes, what is the most important issue pertaining to Kauai?
I think I got the same question again, but I'll be happy to... should I wait?
Put you around. I didn't. What do you see as... There's two of the same questions on my piece of paper here. That's why. I'm going to switch it around again. Sorry about that. What solutions do you propose for PAW traffic?
I had that one too. Can I pick one?
Yeah, right. I know which one you'd pick. What organizations for profit or nonprofit are you personally involved in?
Thank you. I was a co-founder of Friends of Kamalani and Lydgate Park, and I helped form Kauai Path. I was involved in YWCA of Kauai and Child and Family Service. I worked for the state judiciary. You know, we passed a rule that said we couldn't be on boards anymore when we're council members, but I've been involved in lots of nonprofit organizations, and mostly working on the bike path and environmental issues. So I was a member of the Kauai Business Association, which I saw as a very service-oriented group, still is, that really helped with a lot of traffic solutions. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to apologize for that. It actually was a different question. The first question was, what do you see as the biggest issue harming the local economy? And this one, maybe I didn't read that right. Actually, I think I did do it wrong. I apologize. Anyways, for the next question I have... Nathan. Kauai County Council Finance Committee is nearing the end of a three-year property tax reform. Moving forward, do you feel everything has been done to create a fair system?
Yeah, thank you. I wasn't a part of the tax reform over the last 3 years that you're speaking of. And, what I understand is that there were some inequity issues with holding on to the cap. And that's why our county government, our council members started to look at how they can change the system. Do I think that we took every step necessary in order to create a smooth transition? I think we could have done better. I think that communication could have been done better. I think that we could have taken smaller steps so that people wouldn't have felt the kind of impacts that they've currently felt. I think we could have taken our time to really address the potential outcomes or the unintended outcomes. But I believe that we're moving in the right direction. I believe that we need to support this. And we have a lot more to learn. And so we should be open to continuing to seek out solutions and not say that we've figured it out, because change is consistent and we need to continue to collaborate and look for solutions that are going to get us the best outcomes for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Felicia, what solutions do you propose for Kapaa traffic?
I think we really need to look at what the source of the problems are in the first place. We've had a lot of centralization over the past 20 years. If you consider before the hurricane, we had about as many people. We did not have the same amount of traffic. And what it is we've centralized things to big box stores, to this very big judicial system, many things. Everybody's got to drive into Lihue, even just to, like, watch a movie. And that is really the core of the problem. So but building bigger roads isn't the solution that we need. We need to be having more village life. That's really where our challenges go. I like to salute organizations like the Episcopal Church in my town in Kilauea, where they offer veteran services. They have the thrift store there. There's a new food pantry. All that keeps traffic off the road. And really, when we just say, we're going to drive all the way into Lihue for buying everything from Band-Aids and shampoo to paying a traffic ticket, that's where our real problem is. Building roads isn't the solution. There are some that way, but we need to look at our behaviors.
Thank you. Full of applause, please. Jay, what actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for Kauai residents?
We got to be cost-friendly, huh? We got to encourage our local residents, homeowners, businesses. We got to encourage them. We cannot put out a fee and demand that they recycle or they're going to get charged. We need to educate our community. I'm the only island environmental teacher. I go to conferences every year. I teach kids from Hanalei to Kikaha, and I run the Koke Environmental Center. So we educate at the school level. We have recycling at the school level. But we're dealing with a group of homeowners and businesses that did not recycle. Maybe in the last 7 to 10 years we've been recycling. So I believe cost-efficient propositions and making it cost-friendly where people feel like they're encouraged to recycle, it's a program where people feel like they want to do it and it's cost-friendly. That's how I see it. Thank you.
Thank you. Jay, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
Well, I think it's a really premature question right now without the state launching a study group that can evaluate the benefits, the challenges, as well as understanding their kuleana when it comes to managing those programs. I mean, I went to a hotel school. I worked the South Pacific most of my life. I don't necessarily understand all of the moving parts and the benefits that go along with that. But I certainly would support the state launching a study group so that the public can have some reasonable ideas of those expectations, the benefits, and what might be law enforcement challenges. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary, what do you see as the biggest issue harming our local economy?
The biggest issue harming our local economy?
Yes.
Is the question. That's where the confusion came in earlier. But, okay. So the biggest issue harming our local economy right now, the bottom line is too much money goes out. We spend too much money on imported food, on imported energy, on imported everything. The number one rule in economic development for small communities is to plug the leaks. Keep the money from leaving the economy. So we need to buy more local food. I encourage people, we can make a difference in small ways. We can make a difference in our own lives by purchasing local vegetables, local fish, local beef. The local cattle industry has tremendous potential in this community, that with hamburger, with all kinds, and we have to support that industry by providing land use policies, that's tax policies, and that reward farmers for growing food that we eat here on this island. That's what we need to do. We need to aggressively support local food. Thank you.
Thank you. Ross, have you ridden the Kauai bus? And if elected, would you advocate for expansion of bus routes and services?
Well, I think, you know, the scary part about talking about expansion is you got to look at the reality of the county budget. Our people out there are struggling, middle class, poor. They're living paycheck to paycheck. You know it. Today, if the county had to settle all of their debts, we are $9 million in the hole today, bankrupt. You know, the state, they're $13 to $18 billion in the hole if they have to pay their employee retirement obligations today. Federal government, $18 trillion in deficit. That's 18 million million. Scary. And so we can't be talking about expansion. What we need to do is talk about how we can make the existing bus system, which draws 8 million off our county budget, more efficient. And there are some management problems. I've heard there are people out on stress leave. You know, we need to really buckle down on that department. Thank you.
Thank you. Errol, in your eyes, what is the most important issue pertaining to Kauai?
I think right now the most important issue pertaining to Kauai is the disparity between our cost of living and our living wage. And for me, it's a hard thing. It's very expensive to live here. We live in paradise. It costs us money to live in paradise. So for me, I think we need to encourage jobs. We need to encourage business. With business comes wages that can pay employees. With wages, these employees can provide for their families, buy their necessities, hopefully even afford a home. So I think that's probably one of our most important issues that we need to focus on as far as how do we cut that gap or how do we help enhance business or housing for the local people.
Thank you. Kipo Kai, what initiatives would you propose to address Kauai's growing homeless problem?
Firstly, I want to say that homelessness is a societal challenge that we all need to care about the same way we care about our seniors and our youth, the way that we care about education, health, and the environment. Homelessness should be right up there. The homeless need assistance. The homeless addict needs treatment. And they all need housing, obviously. At a minimum, our three branches of government should be working together to ensure that all our homeless veterans receive assistance. I had the privilege of working with a Kauai group called Voices of Kauai, who are advocates for the homeless. And they asked the county and the mayor to help find solutions. And the mayor has been supportive working with the group. Business and governments, they ask that you not lock your bathrooms or charge fees. That Kauai Economic Opportunity not deny services to anyone. And most importantly, they ask that we all, as a society, start taking away the stigmas and labels and titles of ownership and economic status. Support the homeless.
Thank you. Tiana, what organizations, for profit or nonprofit, are you personally involved in?
Okay, aloha. Mahalo for that question. Coming back after college, you know, it's taken me a while. I'm turning 30 this year. I'm reestablishing myself back into my community. You know, was working 2 to 4 jobs to pay off my student loan debt. So I didn't really have time for a lot of community service, but I really take a turn in my life and really wanting, my passion is in serving my community. So really turning my focus back towards that and creating another way to create more income and still be able to serve my community. So I currently serve on the board of Kukulu Kumuhana o Anohola. It was a group that was started in 2008 because we were having a lot of suicide deaths in Anohola and one just recently. So we come together to try to create safer spaces for our community through cultural values, and really working on, we got an exciting 3-year plan up ahead for more programs for our Onaholo community. I'm a member of several organizations that are in here for the environment and our community. I'm a member of Ohana o Kauai. I'm a member of Hawaii Seed and GMO Free Kauai. So a lot of different environmental organizations. Mahalo.
Thank you. Daryl, with the County Council appealing the outcome of Ordinance 960, what other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
I did a lot of research on that and the reason I did that was because I really don't understand the big issue. And this is not a Kauai issue, this is a global issue. So I went online, the University of Google, and found out there are thousands of studies. And if you look at the studies, one group, experts with PhDs, says this is bad. The other group, same number, says this is good. We have the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Drug Administration, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, State Health Department, Rural Health Organization, all of them have conflicting issues. But one thing we should do as a county, we should address the concerns about pesticides. And I would like to address that if I come on council, to work with the state and federal government to go out and monitor these fields. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong, but to monitor these fields. And that's my position.
Thank you. Mel, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
You know, I think Ross said earlier on one of the issues, you know, let's not recreate the wheel. Go somewhere where it's being successful and let's just copy them. And I say the same thing with medical marijuana dispensaries. Go to the areas that are doing it. And please, let's not recreate the havoc that it has caused in the mainland cities that these distribution centers are allowed to flourish and make millionaires out of young men and women at the expense of the social problems of the communities. I agree, medical marijuana, there is a place for that. My mom just passed away. She didn't need medical marijuana. She had Marinol. It's the same thing without the THC content. It worked well for her. For some MS, muscular dystrophy, and cancer, the medical marijuana I fully support. I do not support medical marijuana for chronic pain. I do not support medical marijuana for 20, 30-year-old people who have a sore back when they get up in the morning and they can get a doctor to give them a permit. More so, I do not support a local corner store allowing those fraudulent cards to be sold marijuana. Thank you.
Thank you. Joanne, would you support the Super Ferry coming back to Hawaii? If so, would you support it coming back to the island of Kauai?
I do not support the Super Ferry coming back to Hawaii or to Kauai, but I do support a form of surface water transport. But the form that I'm thinking of won't happen right away because it's going to need a huge ingenuity and thinking, because the surface water transport I'm thinking of would be powered by renewable energy, either solar and wind. It would have strict controls for invasive species. It would take care and think about the cultural resources. Remember the rocks, the river rocks that were stolen in Maui and were being brought to Oahu for landscaping? We have to figure out all of that before we have any kind of super ferry-like or surface water transport for our island.
Thank you very much. That concludes the questions. We're going to go with our closing remarks. Before we go to the closing remarks, I would like to thank our sponsors once again. Also, we've been streaming live on KCCR, and they also have been managing our sound system, making what we have work, which was pretty awesome. We're working off of 2 or 3 mics. And they've done an awesome job. So I just want to make that shout out to KCCR. Also, if we could have maybe 1 or 2 volunteers help at the end. We only have a couple of volunteers at this moment. Put away a couple of chairs. And also, we have a charter amendment brochure that's going to be available. Chris will have it by the door. Informational packet. It's a blue thing here. If anyone likes to take that, it will be at the door. We're going to start with the closing remarks with Arthur. You have 2 minutes to respond on your closing remarks.
Aloha, thank you guys very much for hanging around and listening on KKCR and staying here at Kapaa Neighborhood Center. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, we'll be at Wailoa House Lots Park tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, starting at 5:30. We have a coffee hour out there. We have food, coffee, water, pastries, whatever you want, Kauai coffee. Come on by Wailoa House Lots Park tomorrow evening at 5:30, and let's talk story. Let's get into details of my concerns about the community and yours. Also, you know, I'm 42 years old, born and raised here on Kauai. We have a lot of issues that's affecting us, the local people, that we need to work out. We talk about tax reform. I'm pretty sure we reformed our tax. We reformed it to affect the local people. That's what we did, to hurt the local people. We didn't fix anything. We made it worse. We need to fix our tax system. It's broken. Our housing tax is horrible. We took off the cap, and it's deeply affecting the local people that want to pass their land down from generation to generation. And we letting the millionaires come in, run our island, tell us what to do. We need to get back at a local community and get our island back. That's what we need to do as the local people. If you guys have any questions, my number is 652-7469. You can go to Bruin for Council is my website. Instagram, Arthur Bruin. I want to thank HGEA, SHOPO, and Local 368 Laborers Union for endorsing me in this upcoming election. I ask for one of your 7 votes. Arthur Bruin, Kauai County Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Tim Bynum for your closing remarks.
Hi, my name's Tim Bynum. I've been your council member for almost 8 years. Before that, I worked for Mayor Baptiste. I moved here to Kauai 25, 26 years ago with my wife, Jenny, who's in the audience. Our kids grew up here, and now I got 3 grandkids. You know, I decided to stay out of politics when I came here. I'm a Democrat, very proud of that. And I decided to stay out of politics. So I did the Kamalani Playground and master plan for Lydgate Park. And then Mayor Baptiste asked me to come work for him, and I got involved in government, and here I am. You know, I want to take some time to talk about taxes because I have never heard more misinformation and rhetoric that is not consistent with reality on this tax issue over the last 4 months. So here's some reality. It's in the public record. Go to timbynum.com and look at my statement on tax reform because there's a public record. And that public record will show that Baptiste in 2008 identified problems with the cap. Some people were paying way too much and other people were keeping their taxes very low. The council did nothing about that, even though that proposal was there. Baptiste's proposal was lower taxes for everybody and get rid of this cap because it's causing problems for other people. I've been on lower taxes for everybody ever since 2008. The fact is, between 2008 and 2012, local people paid increased taxes, very large percentages. I supported some fee increases because they made sense, but I tried to lower taxes 4 or 5 times. In 2012, I put a bill forward that would have kept the cap in place and dealt with the inequities, and the council rejected it. That's a fact. In the 2 years since that, Gary Hooser and I have proposed reducing the homestead class. We said this year at school, these people are going to have these, lose the cap. This group is going to have a big increase, and they're going to scream. We predicted it, and we said, so let's lower the taxes, and that's a fact. That there were 2 votes to lower taxes. And some of the guys that are taking credit for being the champions of local people voted not to lower taxes for you and to protect business instead. Those are facts.
Thank you very much. Mason, your closing remarks.
Good, thank you. I've been in service on Kauai for 17 years since I returned from Kamehameha and graduating in business, by the way. I think Billy and Ross and I can teach a workshop for or build a plan for our budget moving forward with the mayor. But I was the executive director of Leadership Hawaii for 5.5 years. I left in 2010, and I left for these 2 reasons. One, I believe that the vision for Kauai is that we can be a model for the rest of the world on how to live connected with our values and not compromising them, and flourishing, thriving in the kind of environment and economy that we all deserve. All right. The other reason is, a fundamental principle of leadership, and that is that it is everyone's responsibility. It is everyone's kuleana. I left because I didn't think we would reach that on Kauai, the tipping point necessary, with 20 youth and 20 adults every year. And since then, my company has focused on three areas that are the densest areas in our island. It's in education, it's in government, and it's in business. We've been working by building facilitators in the leadership development, and we've been moving our program forward. We are now a four-year program at Kapaa High School, and I heard people talk about the great work that's happening with Daniel Hamada there. We are focused on shifting mindsets so that our people, our kids, our keiki, are self-directed, complex thinkers, and have the freedom to address the needs of our future. I know I can do this in government. I know we can shift culture, and that's what I'm here for. We need to be able to sit in the room and have difficult conversations and do it with the way we know how to, which is inherent within all of us. That is with aloha. And that is what I know I contribute. I contribute that leadership capacity. I contribute the behaviors that you're looking for. Mahalo.
Thank you. Felicia, your closing remarks.
Aloha. I am Felicia Cowden, and I humbly ask for one of your 7 votes. What you would be getting from me is fresh eyes that's going to be looking at things from an independent mind, independent from a competing job or anything asking or demanding some of my loyalty. I don't like to fight problems as much as to out-create them, and a lot of times it's how we look at them. One of the questions that was up about was about recycling. Don't buy the trash, right? Don't buy the trash in the first place. When we go to the store and we choose to get things that come in all these plastic containers, we create the problem. As a friend of mine said, government is supposed to do what the people can't do, not what the people won't do. So that's one of the ways that we work to cut this budget, is stop enabling people to make bad choices. And we need to be decentralizing and growing more of our food. In the time that I have been growing here, I've really learned to honor the wisdom of our host culture. I don't say that lightly. The Hawaiian people knew how to live on this land with their ahupua'a system. We need to pull more of that wisdom back into how we stay decentralized, grow our own food that makes us healthy, and that lowers the garbage, and it lowers the traffic challenges, just for those esoteric things that we're talking about right now. They're not even esoteric, but when we do stewardship agreements, we empower people to solve their own problems. We have so much ability to really be dealing with this. And when I look at what is the core problem of our economy, is we're inviting the global economy here, hand over fist. And we can't afford to do that. It's pushing us off the island. We can have them here in tidbits, but we need to control these global corporations. We don't want the global corporations controlling the government. And so a vote for me is a vote for that freedom.
Thank you. Billy, your closing remarks. If you could please hold the applause at the end. Thank you.
Aloha, Kapaa community. Billy DeCosta, local boy born and raised on the west side, married to the girl of my dreams for 23 years, raising 3 boys, one at Kamehameha. My wife is a Kamehameha graduate, actually a year younger than Mason. She likes Mason. And I like Mason. Anyway, I have to give it a plug. Give me a plug. But anyway, we're in a real trouble. I believe, except for Ross Kagawa, these council members in front of you has been together a long time. And I like some of them. But I think they lack vision. You know what is my vision? Because my vision is your vision. Your keiki from Hanalei Tukikaha comes to my program, Apko Ke'e. I run the only state environmental program overnight in Hawaii, except one on Big Island has something like that. And they tell me, Mr. DeCosta, we want to go to college and want to come back and work on our island and live here. Where's the affordable housing? Where's the diversified ag? We talk about the corn companies, GMO, pesticide use. We are in bed with them because we need them here. We have nothing else on the west side. I see a bigger future. I see a diversified ag economy on the west side. I see a possibility maybe with GNR Robinson, a goat dairy, maybe an organic dairy, maybe even a feedlot on Robinson's property where these corn companies can grow grain corn and we can finish beef here locally. You know, you ever try eating a grass-fed steak or grass-fed hamburger? It doesn't taste the same like finished beef. Maui right now is finishing beef. They take grass-fed cattle, feed them 1 pound of grain per 100 pounds of body weight, and they finish marbleized beef. I have a vision for you guys. I cannot do nothing if I'm not elected. Billy D. Costa, I come with a fresh idea. I'm 2,000 votes behind making it number 7. Kapa, you're my backbone. Go spread the word like it's the plague. Don't be silly. Vote for Billy.
Thank you. Please hold the applause to the end. Jay, your closing remarks.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank all the candidates that are here for putting their names forward. But I also want to touch on a few things because I don't think I drew the kind of questions that I would like to prepare myself for. When it comes to the financial matters, we're quickly forgetting that the voters voted for additions in the charter amendment to the tune of a parks department, an auditor's department, a boards and commissions department. In the last 6 years, that added $41 million to our operating budget. The voters chose those needs. Along the same line, we're finding ourselves fighting with our share of the TAT. For 3 years, the state has capped us at $27.1 million. That's money we thought we would have, and going forward, we're capped at an additional $18 million for 2 years. Some of the questions that I would have liked to have had dealing with the landfill issues, nobody talked about a MRF. We need to develop a material recovery facility in the next 5 years, high priority, and I'm sure you folks understand the benefits of those MRFs. The biggest issue was asked on Kauai right now. Well, the biggest issue we have right now is what's happening with the state hospital system. The deficit that they have may relate to the fact that we were going to have less and less medical services on our island with our two hospitals. I also want to say that Tim's conversation about the bypass, when I spoke about the bypass, I also want you to know there's three components that we need. Mauka and Makai. Tim talked about Paoli Road by Foodland. We also need one by the credit union. We also need one by First Hawaiian Bank that takes the traffic out of town and sends it Mauka. And also I want to say invasive species, Joanne touched on. But for 3 years, the county funded the fight for coqui frogs. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jay Ferfaro.
Thank you, Jay. Gary, your closing remarks.
Yes, aloha. My name is Gary Hooser, and I'm here tonight to ask for your help and support and your vote. You voted to elect me over the years, and it's an honor and a privilege to serve you, my community. You know, we think about what you want as council members, and I'll paraphrase President Barack Obama, who talks about diversity. And our diversity defines us. It does not divide us. So do you want council members who embrace that philosophy or council members who want to put people in boxes, that this person's from the mainland, this person's born here, we somehow treat them differently, east side against west side? No. You want a diverse council that has thoughtful deliberation. I've lived in the state for 45 years, but I'm from the mainland. My children were born here, just down the road. I helped rebuild this bathroom at the Kapaa Rotary Club. We need a council. And I believe that you have a council to a large extent that provides thoughtful deliberation, that embraces the diversity of our community, that's not angry, that's not focused on anger and difference and division. A council that knows how to bring people together, a council, again, that respects the diversity of opinion. There's lots of diversity of opinion up here, and I embrace that diversity. I do not embrace the anger or the division. My name is Gary Hooser, 652-4279. Please call me. I'd be happy to meet with you. Again, it's an honor and a privilege, and I love you all for allowing me to serve you. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Thank you. Ross, your closing remarks.
Thank you.
Please hold.
You know, 2 years ago when I elected to run, I filed on the last week, and I just shocked everybody, including my family. But I did it because I was becoming afraid of how this county was, the direction it was going. Financially, in many areas. And, you know, I took the plunge, and I'm here again asking for one of your 7 votes because the job has just begun. We've got a long way to go, and, you know, we've got to cure our needs. We have a tax system that needs to be reformed. You know, you hear the rhetoric that the new tax system is okay. Well, if it was okay, why did, instead of the 2% cap, you put a $250 cap? Is that fair?
you know, that your tax bill cannot go more than $250. What if your bill went up by $500? You save $250. What if your bill went up by $5,000? You save $4,750. I mean, to just pull out amendments and to try and fix something that is broken, to me, is incorrect. You need to go slow. Tax reform, if they spent 3 years on tax reform, and that was the best they had, they couldn't even provide real-life examples of what would happen, you know, under this removal of the cap. You know, if they took 3 years to come up with that plan, they need to spend 6 years or 10 years, because tax reform is not an easy thing. And they're having tax reform problems in many states. And a lot of states, 14 states, have the cap on. But, you know, just being responsible, this council increased every fee on your car that you can imagine, your gas tax, your vehicle weight tax, your car registration fee, everything. And they say that they're caring about the local people. Your property taxes is not the only bill you got to pay. Your car bills is a big expense, and your gas. You know, not only rich people drive, everybody drives. So I urge you, if you want, you know, me to keep fighting for you, please vote for Ross Kagawa.
Thank you very much. Errol, you have your final remarks. You have 2 minutes.
Again, my name's Errol Kanashiro, and I'm a product of this island. I was born and raised here. My values, my ethics, they're all instilled here on this island through community, teachers, family, friends, many of you guys out here in the crowd. I grew up in Koloa. I went to Koloa Elementary School. I graduated from Kauai High School. No tomato slang at me. Probably because you guys won championship in football. Huh? Nah, but graduated from Kauai High School. I went off to college in Oregon, Pacific University. Graduated with a degree in business admin with a concentration in accounting. After graduating, I stayed in Portland. I worked there for 4 years at a CPA firm. During that time, I got my CPA, so I'm a certified public accountant. And for me, luckily, I was able to move back home. I'm able to get a good job. I'm able to be back with my family, which I think is what a lot of families want for their kids, you know, to get an education, either stay here, go off, but eventually come home and be back with your family and provide all the tools that you learned, bring it back here. I'm also heavily involved in the community. I'm a past president for Kiwanis. I'm current board member. I'm also on the Koloa Plantation Day Parade, Koloa Plantation Day Board. I'm on the Koloa, I'm also the parade coordinator. I'm also on East Kauai Soil and Water Conservation, Kauai Watershed Alliance. Just heavily involved in the community. So all I can say is, you know, I also have a farm. My dad has a 400-head farm, so we raise sheep. 400 head of sheep. So I'm a CPA. I'm a farmer. I bring you hard work, respect, and I humbly ask for your vote. Errol Kanashiro. Thank you.
Thank you. Kipu Kai, your closing remarks.
Aloha. I'm former council member Kipu Kai Kuali, and I wanted to thank everyone for your support in the recent election and over the years of my life of public service. I was born and raised here on Kauai, but I also spent over 10 years living in California and Washington, D.C. My mother is Patricia Carvalho, and my father is Wilfred Kualii. They both worked at Kipukai Ranch, and that's where they met, and that's how I got my name. I was away from the island also for high school at Kamehameha and the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. And after college, I worked in California and Washington, D.C. I came back home in 2001. My qualifications include over 20 years' experience in government, labor, and nonprofit administration. Whether as an employee or volunteer organizer, I've worked with other community leaders to bring resources to our people, including an enterprise center in Kekaha and a certified kitchen, nonprofit campground, and solar farm in Anahola. I've worked with many Kauai organizations promoting sustainable agriculture, civil rights, youth and community empowerment, and renewable energy. In June, we broke ground for our Anahola Solar Facility. It's a $54 million project, and it was made possible by a partnership between KIUC, the State Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and our Anahola Hawaiian Homestead Association. Advancing community economic development, youth, cultural, neighborhood programming, and renewable energy alternatives is what motivates me towards continued public service. Also on the council, I proved myself to be a numbers guy, unafraid to ask the tough questions and fighting for the people's hard-earned tax dollars. I served the people well, and I would like to do that again. You can learn about my candidacy at my website, www.kualii.com. It's my name, Kualii. And you can come to our coffee hours. We're going to be in Hanapepe this Thursday at 6:30, the Neighborhood Center. And we'll be right back here next Thursday, 6:30.
Thank you very Mahalo. Much. Tiana, your closing remarks.
Aloha, mahalo. My name is Tiana Laranio. Blessed to be born and raised here on Kauai. My father has been working for the county for over 20 years in Parks and Rec. My half sister is working in the government as well, in drug court as well as social services. My brother just retired from the Marines, 18 years. It's been a passion of mine, health. I have a health and physical education degree that I got from UH Hilo. Coming back home and really wanting to get back into health, you know, seeing a lot of our family members being sick to diabetes. I was on the verge of diabetes and heart attack and stroke myself. So really moving into the food education and the health education. I feel the health of our land, our air, our water, and our food sources are questionable, expensive, and in my opinion, in critical condition, with more than 90% of our food getting shipped in and goods as well. And no place for our trash to go. We need to make priority of these things. I support initiatives and dialogues of solution to waste management. Sweden is on the verge of zero waste, recycling 99% of their garbage, utilizing it to make energy. I think we have many successful examples to tap into to figure out what is best for our island. I'm passionate about helping to expand local businesses, encourage entrepreneurs and have business ideas to get the support they need to grow and build a living income and successful business. I wholeheartedly support movement for more diverse agriculture, increasing our economy, increasing agritourism, and supporting our local farmers and agriculture entrepreneurs dealing with the tax reforms for allowing our organic farmers to create revenue. Some of my major concerns is our water. We need to reestablish our flumes. We need to malama our management that will open up opportunity for more farming. That will not, we won't have to tap into our mountain. It will create more water opportunity, which then water is life and it creates more opportunity in all levels. You know, I'm really excited to be a part of this crew, and I'm so thankful for all the supporters out there who voted me into this general election. It is really an honor to be sitting here with this wonderful group of people, and I humbly ask for your support in this year's election. Mahalo.
Thank you. Daryl, your closing remarks.
Okay. First of all, I'm not related to Duke Iona, although a lot of guys have approached me. There's several issues that I wanted to talk about. First of all, I want you to know that I'm actually from here. Some people thought I'm from the mainland. I went to Kalaheo Elementary and Kauai High School. I'm a Vietnam vet. And I attained my bachelor's degree from Hawaii Pacific University and my master's degree from University of Phoenix in organizational management. And when I went back to school for both degrees, it was while I was working and supporting a family. And it wasn't easy. So I'm used to very hard work. One of the things I'd like to talk about is that I went to Kilauea, knocked on the door and asked people for support. And I asked them, what are your issues? And the survey said that the most important issues are GMO traffic and economic development, diversity. But when I talked to them, what they told me was that they just wanted to pay their bills. The taxes were too high. And they were afraid that their children wouldn't be able to come back home to live. And they asked me, if you become a council person, will you fight to bring our children back? Will you fight to help us pay our bills because the taxes are too high? So I made a promise to them, and I said, if I'm elected, I will look at stabilizing and reducing our taxes and fees, support dedicated agriculture, improve our diversity, because we cannot depend on tourism for the rest of, for in the future, because if things happen, man-made or natural, we'll be in a roller coaster. So we must diversify. Finally, I wanted to...
Thank you. Mel, your closing remarks.
Thank you. 2 minutes is quick. I'll do this real quick.
I guess they want me done now. That's the first time that's ever happened to me, was they clapped right when I started. But you gonna reset the clock for me? I was just thinking, okay, thanks. Anyway, my name is Mel Raposo, and I appreciate the applause at the beginning of my speech. Born and raised here, and like the chief, I went to Kauai High School, graduated Kauai High School, and just 5 years ago graduated with my bachelor's degree in criminal justice with an emphasis on homeland security. So like the chief, working with my supporting my family and working, staying up till 1 and 2 in the morning, but I believe that was very important. I've been active in the community all my adult life. I think many of you that know me know I've been pretty much all around and done community work for a long time. I've retired from the Air National Guard with 21 years of service as well. A lot of people don't know that either. But the reason for me running was real simple, was everybody's voice deserves to be heard on that table. Everybody's voice, whether it's popular, unpopular, minority, majority. At the end of the day, the majority will prevail. But that should not preclude anybody's position from being discussed on that table. And I think the underlying theme, what you've heard tonight, I think for most of us, if not all of us, is that we got to fix the system of taxes and spending. You know, we cannot live a champagne lifestyle with a cheap wine checkbook. That's the reality. And I'm a real guy. I'm a realist. And I basically tell it like it is. You know, the chair talked about the increase in our budgets because of the Parks Department, boards and commissions, and the auditors, and that the voters voted it in. That is true, but the voters didn't ask for it. The voters voted for it because it was on a ballot as a charter amendment, and it looked like the right thing to do. But what we found out in my experience, parks, boards and commissions, and the auditors all ended up costing us more money than originally planned. You have an issue on the ballot this year about the personnel department. I suggest you understand what you're voting for before you vote. Understand, and if you don't understand, don't vote yes. Because with an addition of a department or a growth comes cost. Thank you.
Joanne, your closing remarks.
Thank you. Before I summarize, I want to say one thing about restoring the cap. People who advocate it don't tell you that not only does it create inequities, but it also creates an unbalanced budget and a very low reserve, which affects whether we can have good bonds to build skateboard parks, bus shelters, park expansion, and the MRF. So, you know, you kind of want to have your cake and eat it too. It's not possible. And people who don't want to raise the road tax want to have Puhi Road and all our roads properly paved. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And those of us who have understood that have taken the hard knocks to remove the cap so that we can have a balanced budget and you can have those services that you need. Thank you all, people of the East Side and Islandwide, for your support for me over the last 24 years. Because of you, I've been able to serve as council member and mayor for 24 years. And I share Mason's view of a vision where we can be a model of the world. When I first ran in 1976, my campaign brochure said buses and bikeways. And I did the first bike path from Ponokai to the swimming pool and started the Kauai bus. You will see that I have been implementing a vision for the last 24 years. There's more work that needs to be done. It's not just about lower taxes. It's about lower cost of living. And the expansion of the bus and more affordable housing will take care of two of the highest household costs. Transportation and housing. So we have a lot of work to do. I've worked with you for many years. You've seen proven results, lasting benefits to this community, and I hope that I'll be able to continue to work with you. Put your X next to the Y and vote Joanne Yukimura. Mahalo.
Thank you very much. Mahalo to all our county council candidates. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Aloha.
Well, there you have it. Minute before nine, right on time, the Kauai Chamber of Commerce presents...
If you have 5 minutes to spare, we would appreciate it if you could help bring chairs to the storage room. We'd really appreciate
All right.
it if you could help.
They're asking everybody to pick up the chairs. Help out. See? Good community.
And on your way out,
Kauai Political Forum there from the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center. Mahalo to Vic, the barber, for putting off doing the jazz show, and Jazz with John. Both shows did not happen, so we could bring you this live coverage. And we are doing our fun drive. We would love to hear from you if you enjoyed listening to this live program, remote broadcast program. Mahalo to Annie and Grateful Freddy and to Laura Christine for going down and setting it up there at the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center. Sounds like it was a full room, standing room only. So thank goodness we were broadcasting it here on the community radio station. We'd love to hear from you, 826-7771. We've got Dan on the I-10 here, Inspector Dan, waiting for your calls. Support community radio. The next political forum will be from the North Shore here, Princeville Community Association, on October 27th. That's looks like a Monday. We are 3 weeks away from Election Day, 3 weeks away from today, till you can go, and this whole process for the time being will be done. This has been quite the election season, I'll tell you. We've been broadcasting all these political forums, and I hope by now you're getting a pretty good idea where all these candidates stand to make an informed decision when you go and cast your vote. That's what it's for right there. So Democracy at Work, Community Radio at Work, we'd love to hear from you, 826-7771. Please support this community radio station. Coming up next will be an hour of blues with Inspector Dan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Woohoo! And then the one and only Din on the I-10 coming up, your community radio station. Going to roll a few of these wave riders. 826-7771, please support what we do here at your community radio station. KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.
Jungle Girl Inc. Island Bohemian Style Fashion Accessories, Home Decor, Textiles, and More. Celebrating 16 sweet years in Old Kalua Town. Mahalo for your support.
Coldwell Banker Balihai Realty, a local family-owned business providing real estate services to the people of Kauai for 36 years. Balihai.com or 826-7244.
Kauai Canvas, custom gallery quality giclée and fine art printing, featuring digital capture replication services for artists and painters. KauaiCanvas.com. Stretch your imagination.
A. Feinberg Galleries, exclusively featuring